The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin Ches. The Gemara here on Daf Ayin Ches Mid Beis says fascinating chiddush. Gemara says Yisoid that a mamzer lochai, that a mamzer, someone who's a mamzer, we know mamzer is not allowed to marry regular bastro. And the Gemara says we should be afraid that maybe it's a suffic mamzer. So in cases where there's a mamzer and we're not aware that this person is a mamzer, the Gemara says mamzer lechai, the mamzer does not live. And the maskana is the Gemara, if it's clear and everybody knows that he's a mamzer, then he will live. But there's a special hashkacham in Hashemayim that somebody who is truly a mamzer and nobody knows that he's a mamzer, so he's not going to live, he's going to die, and therefore we're not afraid that when you marry somebody, you are marrying a mamzer. Yeah, the question is, how far do we take this halach? The Marsha is a kash. Marsha says there's a whole Gemara in Kedushin, Tafayin Aleph and Beis, where they were choshesh. You see, the Gemara was they were choshesh, the different people who they were afraid in Bava, who you were allowed to marry, who you weren't allowed to marry. He said, we're afraid these families are mamzerim. If we knew for sure they're mamzerim, so why does the Gemara say it was a chashash they're mamzerim? And if we don't know for sure that they're mamzerim, so then if we should say, if they're still alive, then they're obviously not mamzerim, because the Gemara says that a mamzer will not live, mamzer will die. So in fact, we find an interesting question. When the Gemara says mamzer loichai, is that an absolute truth that every mamzer, any yidua, is taka will die? Or does that mean that for the most part we're not mechuyev to assume when you marry somebody that they're a mamzer, because most likely even if they would be a mamzer they wouldn't have lived. So the fact that they're alive is enough of a proof that they're not really a mamzer. In fact, the Rashi over here seems to imply, you could imedaik from Rashi, that Rashi holds that this halacha of mamzer lechai is not an absolute halacha. When the Gemara says that they came to Rabbi Lezer and they said, what are you going to do with this mamzer? He said, me'itin li dar shlishi. Let's see if I have a dar shlishi. I can't find a dar shlishi of a mamzer. So if Rashi, what does that mean? Kiloy mar dobrashi efshirhu. It's impossible. You're not going to bring somebody in front of me that's a mamzer, that's the dar shlishi, the third generation of a mamzer. Now, the pashut pshat in the Gemara is mi'idin li dar shlishi. The Gemara is saying that Rabbi Lezer's argument was that if you bring me somebody dar shlishi, you bring me somebody you live, then I'll tell you he's taken out a mamzer. Now, the Gemara is saying that we can rely on the fact that a mamzer won't live to paskin that this person who is alive is takanat a mamzer. However, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Dover Shi'ef Shehu. Rashi doesn't say that he's willing, Rabbi Lezer is willing to paskin that this person is not a mamzer. Rashi is just saying, you're not going to find somebody like that because it's the Efshir. It's not possible. The Mashmois in Rashi is that Ein Chanami, Rabbi Lezer wouldn't have paskined. Rabbi Lezer would not be willing to get up and say that this is an absolute raya. It's a proof, the fact that he's living and standing in front of me, that he is not a mamzer. Because it is, there is always a possibility. There's a miut, could be there's a roiv. Most of the time, a mamzer doesn't live, but there are certain situations where a mamzer will live. However, the Yamshel Shloimo on this Gemara in Yevamos says that if there's a, says explicitly, if there's a investigation going on and there's a rumor that there's something wrong with this person's yichus and we're afraid that maybe he's a mamzer, so the Yamshel Shloimo says if you see that there's three dayors that they stay alive, that's hoichocha gemura, we can prove from here that he's not a mamzer. So you see, the Yamshel Shloimo disagrees, and the Yamshel Shloimo says that the halacha that mamzer ain't chai is an absolute halacha, that we can prove from the fact that a mamzer doesn't live, and it must be that somebody who did live is truly not a mamzer. Now this halacha, this statement, whether a mamzer could live and a mamzer won't live, has an interesting nafkemina lahalacha. The halacha is the Ramah in Eben Ezra Simin Aleph, Sivov. There's a mitzvah for a person to have children. So the Gemara says, what if somebody has a child who's a mamzer? Is he mekayim, the person mekayim, the mitzvah of pur revu with such a child or not? So the Gemara paskins that a person will be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of pur revu with the son, even if he's a mamzer. The Beis Shmuel over there on that Ramah, Sefkot and Yud Aleph, says he disagrees. He says that it says in the Sefer Chassidim that somebody who has a son who's a mamzer is not mekayim the mitzvah of pur revu. Why? Because the Gemara says we have a rule: mamzer einichan, a mamzer does not live. Now, if somebody has a child and the child is not able to live for whatever reasons, a treifa, whatever, there's different problems, they're not mekayim the mitzvah of pur revu with a child that won't be able to live. So the Sefer Chassidim says that if somebody has a child who's a mamzer, how can we be kind in the midst of pur revu with such a child? If we have a haftacha, the Gemara says mamzer lechai. Now the Shmuel says it depends on the situation, because as we said before, the Gemara says there's a difference between a mamzer if it's yidua he's a mamzer, if it's known that he's a mamzer, if it's not yidua. So obviously the Sefer Chassidim is talking about in the case where it's not yidua, so we take have the rule of mamzer in lechai. But al kaponim, we see from the Beis Shmuel that the Beis Shmuel applies this rule of the Gemara Mamzer Einichai to be an absolute rule. It's something, it's a haftacha that we can apply la halacha. And since we can apply la halacha, therefore the Sefer Chassidim says we have to base on this halacha, we'll have to say that you're taka not mekayim the mitzvah of puruvu. However, the pashas of the Ramah seems to be not like that. It would seem that the Ramah would hold, like we said earlier from Rashi, that the halacha of mamzer einichai is not an absolute halacha. Since it's not an absolute halacha, there is a possibility that he will live. We can't come out and say that it's a clear-cut halacha that this person's child will not live, and therefore it's like every child, you don't know whether every child will live or whether he won't live, and therefore in such a case the Ramah says you will be mekayim the mitzvah of puruvu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.